This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden said that he had told Russia's President Putin that the sanctions could have been worse.
I was clear with President Putin that we could have gone further, but I chose not to do so. I chose to be proportionate. The United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia. We want a stable, predictable relationship.
The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measures appeared tailored to avoid an out-of-control escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan Thursday to sell Afghan leaders and a wary public on President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw all American troops from the country and end America's longest war. Blinken sought to reassure senior Afghan politicians that the United States remains committed to the country, despite Biden's announcement on Wednesday that the 2,500 U.S. soldiers remaining in the country would be coming home before September 11th. At a news conference, Blinken said the Taliban need to recognize reality.
It will never be legitimate and it will never be durable if it rejects a political process and tries to take the country by force.
Blinken told Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at the presidential palace in Kabul that he wanted to demonstrate with the visit the ongoing commitment of the United States to the Islamic Republic and the